This program is transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
And now, Dick Tracy! This is Dick Tracy on the case of the deadly tip-off. Stand by for action. Let's go, men. This is Dick Tracy, protector of law and order.
Before we join Dick Tracy, I'd like to tell you about an event that occurred exactly 84 years ago today, during the war between the states. Earlier that year, a bloody battle had been fought in Pennsylvania. Because of the great number of men who had fallen on that Pennsylvania battlefield, it was decided to dedicate the ground as a national cemetery. Well, this was done in a very impressive ceremony, the anniversary of which we're observing today. The principal speaker at the dedication was Edward Everett, a distinguished orator of the time. The president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, also made a short speech, only about 300 words long. But as you all know, his short talk has in time come to be recognized as a great classic. President Lincoln began with the immortal words, "Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation." Yes, Tracy fans, the Gettysburg Address. Listen to Lincoln's closing words and think how they apply to us now and to those who fell in the last war. We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
And now, Dick Tracy.
Yesterday, Bellicosi, international gangster and undesirable alien, smuggled himself, his assistant Ringer, and four suitcases full of contraband ashore on a lonely strip of beach. He got around the Coast Guard problem by the simple expedient of murdering the sailor whose duty it was to patrol that part of the shore. But there was bad news awaiting the gangster. He learned that Slim Chance, big-time radio reporter, had been on the air with the news that he, Bellicosi, had made illegal entry into the United States. Since this disclosure would ruin all of his plans, Bellicosi determined to send Slim Chance a friendly note demanding a complete denial. And it was this note, signed Jimsy Boy, that Slim Chance later brought to Dick Tracy. Right now, Dick and Pat are on their way to Slim Chance's broadcast.
Dick, why are we going to Slim Chance's broadcast tonight?
Oh, I'm curious to hear what he says, Pat.
You could do that sitting right here in the car through the wonders of radio. Or hadn't you heard about the invention?
It was mentioned to me once or twice, I believe.
Say, that was a fishy-sounding story that Slim Chance told us this afternoon.
You think so, Pat?
Well, sure. All he had was a letter signed by Jimsy Boy. So what's that? Nothing but a crank writing in.
But the letter did tell him to retract his statement that Bellicosi had entered the country illegally.
Well, sure, but it didn't threaten to kill him, as Slim Chance claimed.
No, not in so many words, but the threat was certainly there.
Well, maybe, but then why wouldn't he tell us where he got the information about Bellicosi getting into the country?
Oh, it's sort of a code with newspaper men and radio commentators. They protect their sources of information.
That's all well and good. But he doesn't mind coming and asking us to guard his life and then refuse to give us the information that would help us to do it.
It is somewhat paradoxical.
You know what I think? I think that Bellicosi is nowhere near this country. I think that Slim Chance pulled a blooper and doesn't want to retract it. So now he thinks if the word got around that the great Dick Tracy was protecting him, it would make him look like a hero.
I might believe that sort of thing of some people, Pat, but not of Slim Chance. No, he's as right a guy as they come. And not afraid to throw his weight around for democracy and truth. I hope we can help him.
Well, I didn't know you knew the guy that well. All right, we help him. How do we do it?
No answer to that one. Chief Brandon says he can't spare us as bodyguards, particularly when there's no evidence that the man's life is in danger.
Well, that leaves Slim Chance still on the hook.
Unfortunately, yes. But remember this, Pat. Slim Chance was one of the men most responsible for having Bellicosi deported from the country.
That's right. He kept hammering at it over the radio until the immigration authorities had to take some action.
And it seems a pity that that was the only thing that could be done with Bellicosi. Every police department in the country knew that he was head of the rackets and a murderer, but they couldn't lay a finger on him.
No, he was too cagey.
And there was never any evidence that could be proved against him.
Well, what if he did succeed in getting back into the country? What could we do?
Nothing much, Pat. If he's caught, he gets turned over to the immigration authorities and tossed back out on his ear.
Yeah, but if he could get his old gang started again, he could cause a lot of trouble.
Plenty. Step it up, Pat. I don't want to miss the broadcast.
And while Tracy and Patton are rushing to Slim Chance's broadcast, two rather formidable characters, gangsters and pals of Bellicose, are turning on their radio to listen to the same broadcast.
You're too soon, Ryder. It ain't time for Slim Chance yet.
So maybe we get a little music first.
Hey, that ain't bad. Shall we dance, huh?
Ringer, you've been abroad too long.
Well, that ain't saying it's not good to get back.
Yeah, Bellicose's lapping it up, too.
Yeah, he sure is. But I think maybe he's having too good a time. He should be more careful. When he goes out, he'll get spotted and they'll toss him right out of the country again.
Yeah, maybe they know he's here from Slim Chance's broadcast last night.
Well, unless he's pretty stupid, Slim's going to say that ain't true tonight.
Yeah, but supposing he is pretty stupid, then what?
Then you and I are going to beat the living daylights out of him right after the broadcast. That ought to convince him to talk like Bellicose says.
Maybe we get some exercise today, huh?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I can't figure out how this guy Slim Chance found out that Bellicose was sneaking back into the country. Why, he even knew that he was getting off a submarine.
Bellicose thinks maybe Molly Kuehl tipped it off.
Yeah, that could have been what happened, all right. I always said you should never trust a dame.
I think Bellicose's gonna pay her a little call later.
I'd hate to be in her shoes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but Bellicose always did have it soft for that girl, but she just couldn't see him.
You know, I think she's one of the reasons he sneaked back into the country.
Yeah, that's right. Her and about $3 million a year profit in an international smuggling ring he's got set up. I tell you, Bellicose's a bigger operator now than he ever was.
No kidding.
No kidding. He's got the whole world to work in, and he's got some organization. Now, take that submarine that brought us to the country. Not bad, huh?
No. Hey, where's the sub now?
Fooling around out in the ocean, away from the ship and lanes. All Bellicose has to do is radio it and code, and it'll rendezvous.
Hey, that's pretty slick.
Yeah, and that sub is loaded with goods. Bellicose's gonna bring it in as soon as he's had a chance to kind of look the field over. There must be $1 million worth of contraband on board.
Wow!
You can say that again.
Wow!
Shut up. And that's why Bellicose don't want no flannel-mouthed radio commentator spilling about his being here. And that's why we're gonna see to it that Slim Chance reads this retraction over the air. You know, like we told him in the letter signed Jimsy Boy.
Yeah, I wonder now, will he do it tonight?
Well, let's get the station to find out.
Sure. For the love of Mike, Dick, what's this glass enclosed cage we're in now?
It's called the client's booth, Pat.
My. Easy chairs and everything. Aren't we going to listen to the broadcast in style?
I want you to have only the best, Patrick. Oh, there's Slim Chance inside. He sees it.
Yeah. Say, what's that little room over there off the studio with the glass front?
Well, that's the control room.
Oh.
You see that fellow sitting in there in front of the control board?
Yeah.
Well, that's the engineer. He's a mighty important man in broadcasting. And he's got to keep on his toes every second they're on the air.
Oh, what about that other guy in there with him? This skinny one that's biting his fingernails.
Oh, he's the director.
And what does he do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Must be interesting work.
Well, Pat, it seems to be a law of nature that an organism that pulls its own weight also has to support a parasite. In the woods, it's a malignant vine living off a tall tree. In radio, it's that skinny guy with his fingers in his mouth.
Hey, Dick, I think something's going to happen. That director fella's getting ready to stick somebody with his finger, I think. How do we fix it so we can hear Slim Chance?
I think one of these buttons on this table will do it.
That got us nowhere. Try another one. Quick, Slim's just about to start talking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Slim Chance bringing you hot off the griddle news. Juicy items done to a turn, but with no sweetening added. Here's a reminder to the Immigration Authority. Last night I stated that a certain rat named Bellicose had entered the country illegally. Although this item remains still unconfirmed, something happened subsequent to my broadcast last night that puts it a little out of the rumor class. At least it does to this radio voice. To the authorities I say, let's not take a chance, fellows. Find the fat gangster and throw him out of our country again. Does this answer your note, Jimsy boy?
What'd you turn him off for?
I'd like to go back to headquarters, Pat.
Well, do you think there's some truth in the Bellicose thing, then?
Well, we don't know anything, Pat. I just want to be at headquarters in case the detective we have covering Slim Chance makes a report.
Why don't I tell him, too?
No, you're too well known, Pat. Anyway, Chief Brandon put a good man on the job. Well, let's go. I'll call Slim later so he won't think we walked out on him.
Yeah, let's... Hey, look at that director fella now. Hmm? Looks as if he's getting ready to fire a writer. I guess they don't need him.
Okay, Ryder, now you know what to do.
Yeah, sure.
When Slim Chance comes out of the Heron Club, pull this taxi up and we'll take him aboard. If he don't get in our cab, he'll get in Freddy's, who's right behind us.
What about that cop that's tailing him?
All taken care of. He'll get nowhere. Are you ready? Yeah. I think that's Slim Chance coming out. Now wait till the doorman whistles for you. They're talking. Okay, this looks like it.
You're a fast man at getting taxis, Mike.
Here you are. Thanks a lot.
All right, light back in the cab, Slim Chance. I've got a gun on you.
Get going, Ryder.
Thanks.
Hey, who are you? In a manner of speaking, I'm Jimsy Boy.
Well, crawl back into the wall and tell Fella Cozy to pull it in after you.
Hey, Ringer, I just seen that cop who was guarding this guy get in the cab and follow us. I seen it in the rear mirror.
Now would you mind stopping and letting me out? You don't want the whole police force down on you, do you?
We're not worrying. Look back there. See that other cab taking off after your detective friend?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's my boy, Freddy. You watch him run interference.
Come on, Freddy boy, take him out.
You tend to your drive and I'll watch the floor show. Oh, nice going. He'll have him in a minute now. All right, let's drag ourselves out of here now that Slim's bodyguard has lost interest.
What are you going to do with me?
We're going to have a little talk. I figure maybe you didn't quite understand that note.
All right. Well, let's start now.
Don't hit me, will you?
Okay, fella. I lost my head.
So here's another for good behavior.
In a moment, we'll return to Dick Tracy. But first, one of the happier meetings in the show world occurred some years ago in a Pennsylvania town. The local theater, a comedian with a round and appealing face, Luke Costello, was scheduled to go on, but his partner was suddenly taken ill, and for a while it looked like a catastrophe. And somebody had the idea of sending on another man, Bud Abbott, as Costello's partner. Well, that was the start of Abbott and Costello, who've been partners ever since. The basic pattern of each Abbott and Costello laugh riot over ABC every Wednesday night goes something like this. Bud gets Lou into trouble, Lou gets the laughs, and the listeners hear their favorites in new and funnier situations. Well, back of the fun front, however, Abbott and Costello have a tendency to take life seriously. Since the rise of juvenile delinquency, they have established a national youth center, the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation, named after Lou's infant son. The center promotes the health and good citizenship of boys and girls from all walks of life. Abbott and Costello's kind of humor appeals not only to these youngsters who idolize them, but to millions of adults as well. Have a listen tonight when Abbott and Costello are on the air on most of these ABC stations. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
It's about time that Barney checked back at headquarters.
Oh, he probably went in a minute or so. After all, it's only been an hour since he said that Slim Chance was at the Heron Club.
But that was an hour ago. I'd like to know where he is now.
And if Dick doesn't find out pretty soon, there may not be any Slim Chance to worry about. Better tune in tomorrow for The Adventures of Dick Tracy, written for radio by John Ray and Everett S. Crosby. And this is George Gunn speaking.
This program is transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.